Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of June, The Offspring of God. The Virgin Church is comprised of families who have received the promised blessing of Abraham. This blessing is the divine nature in mortal bodies. The members of these families are by nature sons of Abraham who have been born again as sons of God, typified in Jesus' parable as new plants. However, they are not yet immortal sons of men in the image and likeness of God. A person first becomes a son of Abraham by faith. The Spirit of the Son, the Spirit of the Father, and the Holy Spirit, in identity, come to dwell in their hearts by faith. These sons of Abraham are reborn when they receive into their spirit the seed of their name and life as a son of God, which was multiplied through the travail of Christ, the one seed of the Father. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, who enables the germination of this seed in their spirit, they are conceived as a son of God. That is, through the life in the seed, their identity is recreated and they are manifest in identity as a son of God in mortality. This wondrous transaction makes us the offspring of God, who have His nature through birth, but it does not make us God. We remain forever sons of men and sons of God. As the Apostle John observed, writing in the book of Revelation, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. God Himself will be with them and be their God. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 3 verse 14, Matthew chapter 13 verses 3 to 9, Galatians chapter 3 verse 7, John chapter 14 verses 17 and 23, Acts chapter 17 verse 29, and Revelation chapter 21 verses 2, 3 and 7. For further study, John chapter 14.